How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. So I'm looking at one of my favorite pictures ever. It is George Lucas standing in the middle of a room full of props from Return of the Jedi. And the caption says, George Lucas for scale. As you look around the room, you see an R2-D2 that comes up to George's waist, Millennium Falcon the size of a dining room table, an AT-AT no bigger than a small dog, and a Rancor head, 1-to-1 scale. It's a room full of all of the different props used to make the movie. Most of the things back then were not done with digital effects. They were scale size models to fit the size they needed to be on the screen. There are probably thousands of them that were made for those movies. Everything from Death Star trench runs and portions of the Millennium Falcon to the R2 units and tiny TIE fighters. I love looking at all of it. There's so many things I would put so many places. There's a Han Solo in carbonite and you've turned it sideways. You can make a computer desk, which is what I would probably do with it. And it would be very cool. Apologies for the pun. I think it's interesting when you take all of the little pieces, the little things, the grandeur and marvel and the awesomeness you get out of it when you put them all together. Star Wars is this combination of, in terms of practical effects, of all of these small models that people put countless hours into, even if they weren't on the screen for more than a couple of minutes. Our life is full of a lot of different moments. Some pieces in this picture, we spend days or weeks, years or hours or minutes working on and working towards. And we hope that when we put all of those moments together, they come out the way they're supposed to. That we accomplish the thing we're trying to, the thing we need to do, the thing that God calls us to do. The people who built all these props did so with the intention of creating something when you brought them all together. But it's a test of patience, of time, of being willing to put in the effort when you don't know how the end result is going to go. That's where we have to learn to trust God, to let Him be the one that guides us, to help us make the right choices, have the right brush strokes, and put all the pieces together the way we're supposed to. And in the end, it's not our work, it's His masterpiece, once it's all finished. Just like all of these artists work together and ultimately worked with George Lucas, we do our thing and we work together and we work with God to try and create that finished product, that thing He is leading us towards and helping us to create. Take your time, take a breath, don't worry. It is probably not a short process, but it has a purpose. It has a goal. There is something you're working towards that is beautiful. Just keep moving forward, keep doing it with God, and keep that dream of the thing it is that you're working with Him to create. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with us on the Facebook page. I'm the Nerd God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, if you know where I can get a Millennium Falcon, like, computer desk, let me know.